And welcome.
What's going on?
This would be episode 8 of...
Episode number 8.
Real High News. I'm Bud R. Murrow.
And I'm Chung Marley.
We'd like to welcome you guys to this very special episode. We are actually streaming this live on Facebook and on... YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, Real High News.
Yeah.
You should go check that out if you haven't seen it. Don't know what we look like yet. Here we are.
Yeah. But we definitely, we streaming on the Railroad Tracks music page on Facebook. We actually need to get a Facebook page for the Real High News.
Yeah, you know, I'm so anti-Facebook because they like spy on you and sell your info to shit, but I guess it is a way to reach a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like 2 billion people on it, you know, so it's definitely a avenue for them to like spy on like 2 billion people, so...
Yeah, I mean, everyone's spying on us anyway. It's just that Facebook's been caught and, like, basically said they don't care.
And they selling the information, too. So
Cambridge Analytica. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, look that shit up.
Yeah, most definitely.
So let's start off with our high story.
Yes.
Real high news. there's a lot of stuff going on with the marijuana in Illinois.
Definitely.
In Chicago specifically, Mayor Lori Lightfoot would like to have a place where people can go and smoke their weed in peace.
Recreationally.
Of course.
Yes.
Even medically.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. But basically, the way the law reads now is you're not supposed to do it in public. So, Mayor Lori Lightfoot's plan to create licensed places for on-site consumption of recreational marijuana in Chicago ran into a buzzkill. Not my words. I'm reading the cliche writing of the Chicago Sun-Times here. Shout out to them. But every marijuana story has to say something about the plan goes up in smoke or a buzzkill or high hopes, high expectations. Everything is some
anything
sort of drug reference, right? We get it.
Yeah.
I used to work in TV news myself. I get it. But here we are. The opposition Monday by Black and Hispanic aldermen concerned it will pave the way for a new wave of drug arrests. And here's what the Black alderman is saying. This is Alderman Howard Brookins. He's in the 21st district. There's no standalone or freestanding smoke shops within the communities we're talking about. If you were able to find a cigar bar or lounge, the two customers just don't mix.
Hell nah.
That's what the alderman is saying. And Mayor Lightfoot, meanwhile, wants to move forward. She wants there to be places, and we actually have a soundbite. Let's hear from the lovely Mayor Lightfoot here talking about her plan and why she thinks it's important to move forward with these consumption facilities.
We have to give people a legitimate place where they can go and consume without worries about being evicted or something happening to them.
Other than getting high, people should not have to worry about what's going to happen to them.
And why would you get evicted for, like, fucking smoking in your crib? Like,
well, here's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
If you live in an apartment building.
Yeah, like condos, too. I know they tripping.
They already put out a message to say people in the Chicago Housing Authority cannot smoke cannabis inside their apartments. Those are the type of people that are relying on government assistance to get through. They're struggling already.
Yeah.
If they get evicted, you know, where do they go? Where do they turn from there?
That shit is fucked up.
So that's a huge issue. So Lori wants to help nip that in the bud.
As they say.
As we'll throw in our little own cliche there.
Yeah, definitely.
So the idea is great. I think that should have been part of the original plan.
That should have been like in the grassroots. Like that should have been something talked about in the grassroots stages of this shit. Like, you know, like, okay, it's weed here, but where are they going to smoke it, you know?
Same with cafes where you can sit down and eat an edible.
Yeah.
Maybe not Starbucks, but if I go into a coffee shop and it has...
Weed books.
Exactly. It has maybe some THC-infused coffee or tea.
THC tea. You know what I'm saying?
In Colorado and California, these places are all...
That's heavy in Amsterdam. The buzz... Heavy
you just
in
almost
Amsterdam.
Stepped on my cliche. Hold on. These are places are all the buzz in those other cities. But yeah, like you said, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, that's where it kicked off at, you know.
So we need that here. Like
definitely.
I mean, we need it everywhere in the United States.
Because there's way too many Starbucks on every fucking corner. Like, seriously.
And Starbucks might never agree to sell marijuana at their establishments.
I bet you they have a weed fucking... I bet you this 420 they're going to have all types of shit.
Maybe when it's federally legalized, but I think they're scared to jump into the whole... It's legal here, you know, we can operate with cannabis in California and Oregon and Illinois and a handful, you know, the 11 states where it's legal recreationally, but we can't really mess with the other 39, whatever states, you know, you can't, the other 39 states are not on board yet.
Yeah.
But there's are a few getting closer. Mentioned one of the most recent ones I saw that would legalize this year is finally New York.
Yeah, they definitely looking into it because it's too much money.
Like probably one of the bigger states that hasn't legalized yet. I mean, Texas definitely. Obviously hasn't yet. Florida has not.
I know they making a lot of revenue from the tobacco tax. Like, I remember I was down there one time. I was trying to buy some blunts. Like, that shit was like $10, $11 for like a pack.
For a pack of blunts?
Yeah, like a regular pack of Swishers. Yeah. Like, cigarettes cost, like, $15 out there, like. Shit is crazy. But, yeah, I guess leading into the next story, you know what I'm saying, on the under the Munchie Act.
This is great. I found this story on YouTube. Shout out to WFIR in Rockford.
Yeah.
I think it's WFIR. Yeah. Anyway. In Rockford. They have a dispensary out there, and they're saying that it's leading to something they call, their catchphrase was it marijuana munchies?
Yeah.
I don't think we started the clip there, but let's go ahead and play this because we're just going to let the reporter take us into the story.
Yeah, definitely.
This is marijuana munchies out of Rockford, Illinois, WFIR.
These munchies are becoming very popular throughout the state line, really in Illinois, since it became legal, with cravings ranging from anything from salty and sweet to dipping French fries in a milkshake. Now, businesses
that
have these
so
options
sweet.
Are realizing that the legalization of marijuana is drawing big crowds, but not everywhere.
No matter what brings on the munchies, you know, definitely salty fries, cheesy fries,
salty
that kind of stuff.
Beefaroo is one of many state line restaurants beginning to see a new crowd after the legalization of marijuana.
We already have things that people really are looking for, like the salty items and, you know, some of the like quick things you can get really fast, you know, on your way home while you're watching a movie. That kind of stuff. So snacky stuff is big.
The traffic at local dispensaries like Sunnyside, nearby restaurants, are taking advantage of the new crowd.
Yeah, so these restaurants are in love. And by the way, Beefaroo.
Yeah.
Can we be a little less creative with the name? I want to open a place across the street called Chickenaroo. And maybe right down the street from there for like vegetarians and vegans. Like, I don't know. Veggie-aroo, or is that too easy?
Moo-aroo.
Moo-aroo, that's just for cow, like anything cow related.
Yeah.
And then what about Oinkaroo?
Yeah.
If you
want to
sell pork products,
that.
Oinkaroo. What other sounds do animals make that people eat?
Ba-aroo.
Ba-aroo, yeah. Just Lamb products. They got those in kebabs.
Hell no. I'm tweaking officially.
That is awesome. I want to eat at any of these imaginary restaurants that we decide to open. This is in Rockford, so we got to look into that. Beefaroo.
Chicago should definitely look into that for stoners. Like, you know, everything aroo. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like animal sound aroo. You know what I'm saying?
Ba-aroo. You get Jim Brewer to do the commercial for it, and he'd be, you know, to play Goat Boy. If you're not familiar with Jim Brewer's Goat Boy, just switch off this and go watch that real quick. Jim Brewer's Goat Boy. But yeah, he'll be like, ba-aroo, you should eat there all the time.
Oh, the real.
Then again, he'd be promoting cannibalism, but basically, you know, people eating his species. So maybe not such a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Do we want to end this on a depressing, a little bit of a depressing note? But I think an important story might need to be told.
I think we should probably just take a break.
You want to take a break and talk about that after this?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
pause for the calls.
Well, we just told everyone we're going to talk about something crappy, so stay tuned.
Yeah. Real High News.
It's Real High News. You're listening to. It's Real High News. You're listening to.
Some days are sad. Some days are happy. I'm happy right now, but if we reported on all of the terrible things that happened in our world, this would be one of the most depressing podcasts. News in general can be depressing because of just all the terrible things that happen and our insatiable quest and thirst to see and hear those things. This is actually a really sad story, something that could have happened to any one of us, including someone sitting in this room right now. There was a robbery, and this happened. Woo, you know what? I thought I had the story pulled up. Uh-oh, we have a visitor. This is live on Real High News. Chong's going to go get the door. We have a special guest coming in. I don't even know who this mystery guest is, to be honest. But someone is at the door right now. They just knocked. In the meantime, let's take a look at what this story is about. Oh, you know what? Our secret guest, I think, ended up being a wrong door. I think somebody just literally knocked on the wrong door. That was great timing. So, not to kill the podcast, but
I'm back.
Chong is back.
What's happening?
So, the podcast is not dead. Did this happen in Georgia, Chong? I'm trying to pull the story up right now and I'm a little slow. Because remember I said the show I wanted to make sure I had all the stories.
Yeah, it was in Columbus, Georgia.
This is the one I don't have. All right. Uh-oh. They changed their mind. They're back at the door. We can't make this stuff up, guys. Here they are now. There it is. Georgia teens accused of killing man over $70 worth of marijuana. Unless you want to be a guest on the podcast, man. Did you know this Georgia teen? Two Georgia teens being charged in connection with killing a man on New Year's Eve over $70. Now, this happened on New Year's Eve, but they were just appeared in court recently. We got a 17-year-old, DeQuarius Richardson, and a 16-year-old, now unnamed accomplice.
Incredible.
Is that incredible? Was that worth pausing? Was it the same person both times, too?
Yeah. I mean, they'll hit me back, but like I say, we live, so.
Yeah, well, we were.
It's business.
We could edit this all out now if we needed to, but I'm still talking about this. Both
still alive,
both are being charged as adult, but they're not releasing one of the child's names. The child's names.
Yeah.
You know what, maybe.
I guess we should just go to the clip.
You think so? You think it'll be able to explain it better than I can?
Yeah. So here's the clip. Checking it.
I agree, by the way.
Well, there was disturbing court testimony here in Recorder's Court that these two teens allegedly used a 20-gauge shotgun to kill the 26-year-old victim over $70 worth of marijuana. 17-year-old DeQuarius Richardson and his 16-year-old accomplice appeared in adult court charged with felony murder after 26-year-old Javonte Jackson was found with a single shotgun blast to the abdomen outside his Elizabeth Canny apartment. Jackson's pockets were emptied, and police say it was the 17-year-old Richardson who escorted Jackson out of his apartment to his own demise for 7 grams of pot. Detective said Richardson pulled the trigger, and the 16-year-old allegedly drove the getaway car that belonged to Richardson's dad.
He's shaken up. He's facing serious charges, but we got to remember he's 17. He's still a kid. He may look like a grown man, but he's still a kid.
This is happening right now.
He's tripping.
People are being robbed over just $70 worth of marijuana. Let me first of all say, I'm not a proponent of guns. I mean, I've never had a gun. I've never even fired a gun.
But
I don't know if that's relevant to this conversation.
This was actually a fucking 20-gauge shotgun.
Right. This guy's carrying around a shotgun.
This was kind of different. This was kind of an extreme case, you know, like instead of just like a basic handgun, like
Whatever the weapon was he used, he shot and killed the man over basically nothing. Now, first of all,
$70.
I know you're young, but let's put a little bit of planning. If you're going to do something that stupid, if you're willing to kill a man over marijuana.
And then there was witnesses on the scene,
too. You're going to ask that guy to bring out a quarter, basically, 7 grams? No. Man, I'll buy as much as you have. Bring everything you have down. Well, I mean, really. Probably the stupidest criminals in the world. And definitely. Unfortunately, these guys probably grew up in a rough situation, and they're out robbing at 16 and 17 years old.
I mean, they don't really.
It happens.
They don't know. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, motherfuckers be, you know, thirsty. Like, say they probably was sitting around and didn't have no weed. You know, it was like, hey, you know, I know somebody. You know what I'm saying? And it could, you know, I should be. It could even have been one of them situations where, well, they knew. But you know what I'm saying? Because one was the getaway driver, allegedly. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, one could have not knew type shit. But I think the other one shot him. Like, I forget what
the
they 17 said.
Year old
but they said
pulled
one
the
of them lured him. He, you know, lured him out.
To be shot with a shotgun over that amount. You just thought you were going out to make a quick sale. That's just really sad that happened.
Well, it's definitely.
Another unfortunate event that happened because of the illegality of marijuana, cannabis in a state where that happened, in Georgia.
The criminalization.
And just about everywhere.
Marijuana in Georgia.
Yeah. Those kids may or may not have actually had $70. They might have not even had any money at all, but if they did and they lived in Ohio, well, they're not 21, so they wouldn't be able to buy it. But the whole point is, when it's illegal,
I don't know if it said it on the clip, but he was using his father's car. Like, that was
a getaway now that car. That would aggravate you, wouldn't it?
Seriously.
But I mean, do you know anyone that's ever had anything like this? Like, hypothetically, you might know someone who ran into a situation where something like this happened to them.
Yeah, I mean, I know a couple people.
All right, so tell us what happened.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of my guys basically, you know, was fucking around, you know, with some little niggas. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, pretty much, motherfuckers, like, you know, set them up type shit. Like, you know, basically, they told them they was trying to grab something, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, at the end of the day, like they was trying to grab, you know, probably like the same thing, like a 7, you know what I'm saying? And pretty much, you know, they go to take it to him, then fucking, you know, the motherfuckers rob him type shit.
So wait, they delivered it? Like, the person, you know, they delivered... They were delivering the weed to these younger guys. Well, how old were they, you think?
I mean, I don't know. Probably, like, the same age as them.
17,
like,
you know, 16, 17.
You can't tell. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Sometimes you can't.
Like,
but you could tell they're younger
But you could
guys.
Tell they definitely, like, you know.
Under 20.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, that shit was just like, wow.
So, what did they do when they showed up? When your guys showed up, what happened?
Well, basically, fucking, he pretty much say fucking the shorties come, you know what I'm saying? Say like they trying to grab the shit, you know? He come, they fucking basically fucking give him, you know? He give him the shit, and then you know they pull a fucking gun out on him, you know what
Instead
I'm saying?
Instead of money, they pull out a gun.
Yeah.
What does he do?
So he, you know, he say he like what the fuck, you know? And he pretty much start fighting with him, you know what I'm saying? Like and. Pretty much, they ended up like you know, like running off type shit.
Wow!
But the shit
so
was just
able to just like wow. So they weren't ready to shoot. See,
the shit was just like
it
could have
happened to your guy.
Like, though, say,
your guy could have ran
know,
into
anything,
this guy,
you know,
who was willing to pull the trigger. This guy in Georgia,
but the way they made it seem like he, I guess they came to him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On the Georgia thing, and then he lured him out. I don't know what that means.
Well, then it was just, hey, come out to the apartment or come out of your, like, meet me out by the car or whatever or some bullshit.
So that shit is just like, you know, what the fuck? So,
wow.
Like, that shit is just real weird. Hold up.
All right. So what's the next story that we have here? This is the homeless moms. This is kind of crazy, man. Have anyone been following what's been going on in West Oakland? These homeless moms living in a vacant West Oakland home for nearly 2 months. They were evicted today as we record this podcast. They had an order that said they could not legally live there. They basically said that they were going to and that they were trying to raise awareness of how hard it is for homeless people and for mothers to afford good housing in Oakland. So here we go. Alameda County Sheriff's deputies evicted the group basically in the very early morning. Two moms and two supporters were arrested. The mother first moved into the home in November, was not at the house at the time of the eviction. That's Dominique Walker. She was doing an interview in Berkeley at the time. So this is the woman that we're going to hear from. She says she was on Democracy Now! When this all happened. And so she was on the air. That's when the police in that county, it's actually sheriff's deputies, if you want to be accurate about it. We're going to hear from Alameda County Sheriff Sergeant Ray Kelly in this clip. And we're also going to hear from Dominique Walker. Now, this has been going on for a while. It had come down to they were given 5 days to get out. And the mothers that were actually able to get their kids out of the house so that they weren't there. And the sheriff's deputy actually thanked them for it. So are we ready to hear from the sound on this one?
Yeah.
I feel like I should be standing with my sisters. But I'm standing right here for them. Right now.
Right.
This movement is just beginning. And we see what we're up against. But we also see what they're afraid of. They're afraid of us mobilizing over 300 people in 15 minutes.
That's right.
That's what we did. Because we all care. And we all have humanity. And we want to change this system that has 4,000 to 6,000 people sleeping on the streets right now. And if you're not angry, you should get angry that our tax dollars went to this extreme force to evict mothers and children at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That was by design. When we arrived on scene, there were about five or so people out front. They were kind of keeping vigil throughout the night, looking out. We had lookouts. We had different groups involved in this movement. Some are associated with some of the violent protests that we have seen throughout the Bay Area. And we had reason to believe that had we gone in there at any time other than the early morning hours, it was likely we would end up in a serious confrontation with those folks. So once we executed the eviction about 5 this morning, the doors were barricaded. They had fortified the doors, and making entry into the residence was very difficult. They had come up with a system and a way to secure those doors to make them difficult for us to enter the home. So we could not enter the home traditionally with a key or using a locksmith. They were fortified in such a way that we had to use a ram and a tremendous amount of force to get through and defeat the mechanisms that they had put in place. That was by design, not only the front door, but the back door as well. And so once we were able to open the door, we then made multiple announcements into the residence. We had an idea that there would be several occupants in there. Those people acknowledged that they were inside, and they let us know that they would not come out and or cooperate, but they were not going to be actively resisted.
Peaceful
and that
they
arrest. Wanted to,
that's all they want.
Be arrested peacefully. Yeah. And so we complied with that. They were detained in handcuffs without incident. No force was used.
So that's what's going on. That is a saga that will continue to play out. Who knows what the next step there is. Do we have anything else? With more sound? That's it, right?
Yeah.
We have to do the most exciting part of the story. I mean, the podcast, not the story. Or do you have anything else to say on the moms? What do you think? How do you think that's going to play out?
Pretty much they kicked them out the crib. So,
it wasn't theirs, though. You should see the comments. Read the YouTube comments. A lot of people are defending the sheriff's office saying, hey, look, these people are criminals. Get them out. What are they doing here?
They got to go, but it's like, I guess when it comes to like squatters' rights, you know, they probably overstayed their stay type shit.
Well, they definitely did. They were given an order to leave, and they didn't. And you know, that's how it's gonna end.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how long it's been. Like, you know, they need to find a crib.
They're well, not just that. See, why they're doing this though is they're raising awareness for the deepening housing crisis there in Oakland. Yeah. The cost of living. They live in California, first of all, and you know that's expensive.
Yeah,
that
shit is always you know going up. But like, yeah, I mean, I didn't really, you know, I haven't researched the story, so I don't really know, like, the facts, but...
Well, the homeless mothers had been living in this house for 2 months. I'm not sure. The only thing that I don't see is...
Just
is
2 months?
Who is exactly...
That's what I'm saying.
That's about how long it takes for eviction process to go through.
They could get evicted, but...
Yeah, they did.
I was talking about, like, squatters' rights, but out there, it really, I guess, per se, depends on the actual crib. Because, like, if they in, like, a crib that's, like, worth some bread and they finna get them up out of there and get somebody in that motherfucker, you know.
Oh, yeah. See, no, I don't know. I know it was a vacant house, but I don't think it was, like, a very nice house. It was in West...
So if it was, like, some bullshit, like a South Side or West Side bando type shit...
She mentioned that she was on Democracy Now! This is what their article says. In California, a group of mothers fighting homelessness is waging a battle against real estate speculators and demanding permanent solutions to the Bay Area housing crisis by occupying a vacant house with their children. Struggle began in November. Working mothers in West Oakland moved into the house owned by a real estate investment firm, Wedgewood Properties. There you go. Wedgewood Properties owned it. The firm tried to evict them, claiming they were illegally squatting on the property. The mothers went to court and said there was a right to possession claim. Saying that housing is a human right, okay? Their name is Moms for Housing, you know, they're on Twitter. But whatever you feel about this, you can see it all, how it's going to play out.
So
it's not over here. It's not over yet.
Are they an actual organization, or are they just like a Twitter group?
They're a group. I think they are just a grassroots group of women who were staying in shelters and had children and were like, we need to get out of this. Why are we here? Because we can't afford to live anywhere in our area. It's just too much. We don't make enough money, whatever the case may be. And so there's some really nasty comp, man. If you go on the YouTube videos of these, there's some... So people say some pretty nasty stuff on the internet is all I'm going to say. I'll leave it there.
Yeah, that shit.
So do we need another break or are we good?
Yeah, we need one break.
Okay. Before, we're going to tell you about somebody getting in trouble who is, let's just say, in the prime years of his life. We'll tell you about him coming up right after these words.
Welcome back.
And we're back. We're going to wrap up the podcast with our favorite segment. And I just want to say... for 86 years old, this man in South Carolina looks pretty good. He does not look bad for 86 years old, does he? Should I show the Facebook Live real quick? Because we have to read this article, though.
Not on it.
I was showing somebody else. See, what we have here...
Did you show the YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I love how this article starts off. This is from the New York Post. You're in Steinbuch. Shout out to you, my friend. He starts the article like this. A man born when Franklin D. Roosevelt was president was busted for allegedly robbing a South Carolina bank while brandishing a gun and wearing a mask, according to a report. Gilbert Paul Ware, 86. Woo! He's not our oldest, is he?
Gilbert,
we have someone in their 90s. 93. Last?
93. Said Gilbert Paul Ware.
Yes, sir. GPW.
Well, that sound like that's like his, that's how he say it too, like all the time. Yeah. Like, call me Gilbert Paul.
Where?
I'm saying like that's his
and then
first
you say,
name.
He's like
Gilbert
everywhere.
Paul.
Everywhere. That's where you call me. Okay.
GP.
Gilbert Paul Ware. 86. He's accused of entering a Bank of America branch in Greenville, South Carolina. 9:30 and demanding money.
The fuck?
He made off with an undisclosed amount of cash, but didn't make it very far.
Yeah, he's 86. He went in a BO. Did you say a BOA?
I love it that he didn't he went make in a BOA
and fucking demanded money, and you didn't say like he went in there with a gun or nothing. Like you just say he went in there and demanded money.
He brandished it. He brandished a gun.
Oh, okay.
He had a mask on. That was in the very first line. I know you were distracted by the part about him being born when Franklin D. Roosevelt was president. But yeah, he's definitely had a gun and wearing a mask, which is awesome, dude. I mean, it's like, you're 86, man. He's like, this is my last chance.
That shit
his last
is crazy,
get rich scheme. Of course, he didn't make it very far. I mean, how far can you make it from the bank robbery with your walker? Not, especially if it has
he
the
didn't have like a
if it has the tennis
getaway
balls
driver.
On him, maybe you get a
he
little
was
bit.
Using his car.
Like, I mean, somebody's car. Said he got stopped a few blocks away. They found the gun and the money, according to police. He was slapped with a bank robbery charge. So yeah, that's this week's edition of old people being arrested.
Yeah, we needed the audio for
you. You need to. You want to try to find some here?
Well, no, I'm saying we needed it, but they didn't have it.
Well, they don't have any sound from him. I mean, we can reenact what he would have said, but like I said,
like, what you think he said when he walked into the building?
When he walked in, I'm about to die. Give me the damn money.
He was just tripping,
and they said,
like,
"What? Oh, what are you? What's going on?" And that's when they saw the gun, and he was like, "I'll shoot you in the face. Give me the money."
For real.
And they were like, "What is going on? And sir, why you spilled your Metamucil is on the floor? What is going on here? You're drooling. That mask is just hideous. Please take the mask off, sir." I told you, give me the money. Dude, I don't know. Do you think he's a rent is too high guy? Maybe he needed it for housing, just like the moms for house. Maybe he was going to buy the moms for housing a house.
He 86. Where was it? Where
he was in South Carolina, so probably
South
not.
South Carolina. It's pretty close to
no. It's close to Oakland? Oh, yeah. They're right next
door
to each other.
I'm thinking Georgia.
Yeah, they're just only across an entire country.
I'm thinking Georgia. But nah.
No,
yeah.
Georgia and South Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, but
so anyway,
that's fucked up.
What do you think, man?
I mean,
would you go out like that? Like, have you ever fantasized though of like robbing a bank? Just like, man, if I make it to 86, I'm just gonna rob a bank and see what happens.
Nah.
No?
I would try.
You never fantasized of robbing a bank?
I would just fantasize of having enough money at 86 to like own my own bank.
Oh, of course. Well, no one wants to.
So fuck trying to rob it, you know. So like, cause it's like, say you get to 86, you know, like, I'm not trying to get that far. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can you imagine living to 86 and being like, I might have maybe another couple of years, maybe 3 years before I need to have people start to take care of me and stuff. I'm either going to need a lot of money.
I'm not trying to be on old people news.
Old people news. Yes, we should have a separate segment to old people news.
For real.
News about old people.
Old people getting arrested.
Many times when I'm doing the research for these stories, unfortunately, the elderly people are not the people being arrested in the story. They're the victims. Yeah. Like, a lot of people do some bad stuff to elderly people, and they're terrible people, and I like them when they get arrested, but... Yeah, it's sad to
but
read
when
those
they
stories.
But the crazy part, like, you know, once when they do get arrested, like, it's like some extreme shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Oh yeah, well, they're involved like, in dealing meth or
shooting people.
Definitely pulling out guns. Yep. Shooting guest hosts. What are some of the other elderly? We've had at least 7 of them by now.
Bank I think it was another robbery.
Was there one?
That.
Yeah. An elderly person just comes in with the walker and the gun.
That's crazy. They all got guns though.
You know. I mean, yeah, everybody's packing these days, right? Somewhere.
Yeah.
Almost every state you can conceal like and carry.
All the old people, they got old guns before them shit. They got shit from like before that shit was being registered.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
They got shit that don't even like fuck scratching the stereo number off. It don't even got a stereo number.
Wow.
It should just say gun. It ain't even got a brand.
He just wants to spend the rest of his life in a nice place where he knows he's gonna eat. If there's something wrong with him, he's gonna be taken care of medically, possibly. Basically, it's a nursing home.
It's kind of a win-win for him.
I mean, do you even think he'll do prison, though? I mean, you think a judge will just be like, you know what, man? Just go to the nurse. You're on house arrest for the rest.
That's what they did for the rest of your life. I forget what they did in the old people news. They gave him, you know, they charged him with the crime, but they gave him a suspended sentence. Because
hopefully you'll die by the time you have to come back to court.
Yeah.
Well.
Because you got to think he got to fight the case and all that shit. You know, you say 86, he OG with it, so that shit is just, I don't know. He tripping.
All right, Sean.
He should have just watched some motherfucking TV or something. Went to play bingo or something that night. Hit the bingo game.
See, but that's what he did every night. He had the fantasy. You know how many bank robbery movies there are? He's probably been watching people rob banks in movies.
He could have hit the bingo pot. Like, fuck it. He could have worked his way up to the bank. Like, he could have hit a couple. He could have been the bingo bandit.
Maybe he had already been. Yo, maybe he should have robbed bingo halls first.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. He could have worked his way up to the bank.
You think he might have been able to get away from 400 women there that have, like, 10 cards of bingo? They would have tackled that dude so hard if he would have robbed the money.
He got to do it when they playing. Wouldn't get away. On the rear.
He wouldn't get away. He would have never escaped from either one of those scenarios. What he should have tried was robbing like another old person.
Yeah.
If you're on the same level, it's a little more of a fair fight, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe what he does is he waits in the parking lot of wherever they're playing bingo, and he looks for the person coming out with the biggest smile on their face or looks like they're the most nervous and patting their pocket, because that's the person that probably just won.
Yeah.
Just wait for that person, roll up to their car, put the gun to them, rob everything on them. You're gambling too, of course, because is it really the guy? That's the, you know, you're, it's kind of like a roulette, like, oh, I'm going on that red number 21 right there, you know, or whatever, how roulette works. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But, wow. This looks like it's gonna wrap up.
Yeah.
Episode 8. We should.
You ain't trying to do your Twitter shit.
Twitter shit. What do you got?
See what's trending.
Oh, what? No, man. What? There's nothing.
Why not?
You want to?
It's Twitter time. I don't know.
You like Twitter, don't you?
Nah, it helped me get on Twitter. But that shit on my fucking iPad.
Well, what's your Twitter? Since you love Twitter so much, what's your Twitter handle?
Oh, it's at KG Capone and at @railroad_tracks.
All right, cool.
What's your Twitter?
I'm Bud R. Murrow.
That's your Twitter?
Yeah, sure. Bud R. Murrow. It's me on everything is Bud R. Murrow. No one else is Bud R. Murrow. There's only one Bud R. Murrow. There's only one Real High News.
Yeah, definitely.
And one Chong Marley. So what do you got?
I don't know. I got to re-download
the app. That's it. We are officially killing the What's Trending. Next week, we're coming back.
Yeah, this could be the last time before we hang it up.
No, we're not. No,
I'm installing.
We're not waiting. No,
it'll be like about 10 seconds.
No, it won't.
See?
That's what they always underestimate the time when they don't want to, when someone doesn't want to wait. It's only going to be 10 seconds. It's only going to be 5 minutes. It's going to be 35.
Bam, there we go.
Okay.
So here, so now I could go on Twitter. Where the fuck is it?
You see how I already tried to wrap this podcast up and now we're, you see where I want to kill this segment?
We gonna kill the segment. I wanna.
No,
do
we're
it
not.
For...
No, it's so good. We have to keep it. This, you proved to me once again. We need to do this every
this
week.
We be quiet this shit on the show because we be trying to figure out what's trending.
Exactly,
and then like, is this shit worth fucking talking about? Like, you know
what I'm saying? That's why we don't need to talk about it. That's why next week, should we tell people what we're going to do or should we keep it a secret? Or what we're going to replace this segment with?
No, we ain't got to tell them. They're just, you got to tune in. Spoiler alert. We're
going to
do
gonna
something
spoil.
Different. Okay. No, don't spill the beans. They don't need to know.
All right, but
I don't know.
Do they want
Where the
know?
Fuck is this shit at? Oh,
at
okay.
At this point, they're just like, what?
So Chicago trends. I'll be wanting to see what's trending all, like, all over. Because some of the Chicago shit be tweaking. I don't know. They tripping.
Well, just take your time.
Yeah, that's what we do on this segment.
I know. that's why I hate this segment.
Oh, the real. Shout out to the viewers.
That's why I hate this segment as much as everyone
watching,
else.
But what up, Brian? Not you.
Oh, is there someone named Brian watching us on Facebook Live?
My other buddy.
It's amazing.
He used to actually be in this studio.
I don't think there's anyone watching. It doesn't tell us anything about the Facebook,
man,
the YouTube.
Crawl,
I don't have it. This is the very first video. Just created it, so I doubt anyone's watching it.
Yeah, you killing my life trying to call my phone.
All right.
This is crazy.
What is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, nothing really was trending worth.
See?
Like,
we
like number 17.
Nothing.
Look,
nothing.
Nothing against them.
Okay.
I mean, I see a bunch of stuff, but
All
I'm
right,
saying,
like
I said, don't be stuff worth talking about. But even this ain't kind of really worth talking about. But I'm like, why the fuck? Is Ja Rule trending in
okay.
Chicago?
All right, why? Let's find out. Now I'm intrigued. Why is Ja Rule trending in Chicago?
They tripping.
What are some of the tweets?
They talking about something with taxes.
And Ja Rule?
The first tweet say from Jermaine Watkins. Here, let me do it like you because I'm kind of like... A journalist at Jermaine Watkins on Twitter say Ja Rule, he got, you know, in parentheses, everybody, if you need your taxes done, hit me up. I got you. And then he got like a meme of Keenan, like shaking his head, or Kel, whichever one that.
Okay.
Yeah, Keenan. But basically, I guess it's something going on with Ja Rule and taxes, maybe.
Maybe. Do we care?
Nah.
What percentage of the people listening to this right now do you think know who Ja Rule is?
I don't know.
Okay, so 8 people listen to this podcast. Do you think 4
8
of them?
8 people?
Yeah.
Damn. Shout out to our 8
I think,
listeners. Keep listening.
Yes, we appreciate you guys. But do you think they all know who Ja Rule is?
I don't know. They should. Like,
you think they should?
They know who 50 Cent is.
Probably.
So, to know one, you might know the other. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. It was just funny that they was, you know, trending. Bourbonnais is trending, obviously, because of the Bears.
Why? What are the Bears doing? The Bears season just ended.
Yeah.
Oh, and they people leaving. Are already looking forward to Bourbonnais?
I think they leaving.
Oh, okay.
From Bourbonnais. They moving to Hollis Hall. Yeah. Where the fuck is Hollis Hall?
Hollis Hall is in Lake Forest.
Oh, so yeah, that's where they moving to. It's over for Bourbonnais. They say RIP to Bourbonnais.
Lake Forest not far from not far from Chicago. Okay.
Yeah, how do I look and see what's trending fucking everywhere? I guess this is everywhere. They tripping. So what do you do? Because I don't know how to, man. What do you do? Find some topics?
usually, okay. You know what? I can't even log into Twitter right now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty annoying. So what I would do, though, is I would go to, so what's happening? Just go to,
It was on Chicago for my shit, so it was like...
Oh, as far as location?
Yeah. Like, I guess when you scroll down and it had, like, more, you know...
You can change it.
Yeah.
Worldwide, United Arab, what do you want, U.S.?
Yeah.
I think it would be all the way down here. I don't know what's going on with this. Why they do that? All right. Okay, it is number one is Portfolio Day.
Yeah, I seen that. I was finna say that, but...
Whatever that means. Oh, everybody put your portfolio out.
Yeah.
Women for Bernie.
I seen that.
Joe Brady. Do you know who that is or do we care?
Nah.
Trending with James Franklin, David Tepper. I don't know who that is. Stupid questions for introverts. Fine women who watch wrestling. What is going on? Billie Eilish will sing the theme to the next James Bond film.
I seen that. She dope.
President Trump, something, blah, blah, blah. Dave Chappelle, Andrew Yang.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Yeah, there really is not that much going on. Oh, yeah. Well,
and
I guess.
That's why I seen Ja Rule.
So we'll end it like this Chicago because it is at the top. The royal family.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even Megxit? Say nothing.
Are they
about
calling
that.
It Megxit?
I never heard Megxit.
Is that what it's called? Wait, Merxit? What's the girl's last name? Meghan Merkel, right?
Markle? Yeah.
Merxit? I don't know what they're calling it, but it's like they're splitting off, right, from the royal family. That's pretty amazing. I don't think that's ever really happened officially. Here, one of the brothers that is an alleged pedophile and didn't really do a very good job of covering his tracks and his connection to Jeffrey Epstein and all his sweaty remarks in his interviews did not make him look any bit better. So that whole thing is going on. They just want to be like a normal family and not live off the royal teat anymore and just get out of there. And I guess the queen is like, whatever, how are you going to make money, you know, like, what do you do though? Like you're basically your mother. Is that her mother-in-law basically, or that's
the queen?
The queen is a dude's like grandma, right?
Yeah.
What's his name again? I don't even remember. I don't follow the royal bullshit.
Harry.
But I think this is kind of cool that they're doing this. They're like
Prince Harry.
Is it Harry? They're basically saying like, you know, fuck you and your
and baby Archie and
some bullshit. Yeah, baby, and they're splitting. They said they're talking about moving to Canada.
Yeah, she already in Canada. One of my guys, I mean, I don't know. I really didn't look into it, but one of my guys was saying that that fucking they don't like her out there in Britain or wherever the fuck they are.
They don't like. Well, yeah, she's not. She's American
fucking,
and she's like.
She like.
She's she's mixed. That's another 16th thing. The racist
black
people.
Black or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't say mixed, but she has. No, I think she has like. Doesn't she have like a black mom?
Yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah. I know. I was just joking about the 16th.
About the 16th. Oh,
yeah, because I was watching this shit and she was this chick on the show was saying she was 132nd. 132nd of some type of Indian tribe.
Okay.
They were making a joke.
You know, we're all one 1,000 millionth of something, dude.
Yeah.
We're all connected.
One fraction.
One love.
Something.
All right. Another podcast of The Real High News.
Another one.
Joyfully come to the end. Thanks, guys, for sticking through that. Trending segment. It was most fascinating.
I love it. We call it
ever heard.
We calling it an end like Verbenet.
Mm.
But I like the trending.
All right, cool. Guys. He loves it. Chong's gonna start his own podcast, guys, called Trending on Twitter, and it's just gonna be him looking at Twitter and trying to figure out what's trending for like 20 minutes, and then he'll find something. And you guys tune into that. It's gonna be great. It's coming up.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Bud R. Murrow.
And I'm Chong Marley.
Get us on Instagram and you know all that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening and next time. It's like my grandpa said, good night and good luck.
It's real high news. You're listening to It's Real High News. High news. You're listening to It's Real High News.
Had News. You're listening to Israel Had News. You're listening to